And peace to you all from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On behalf of the staff, session, and members, I'd like to welcome you to Cook's Church. We're delighted that you're here with us to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. As always, I have several announcements to make before we get started. First, we'd like to extend a warm welcome to all our visitors. We're glad that you joined us for worship this morning. We will receive our joy gift offering during worship this morning and also during our Christmas Eve worship service at 5 p.m. this Tuesday, December 24th. We are meeting to have Bible study tonight, so please join us. That's a really sweet lesson that Freddie has cooked up for tonight. He's really looking forward to teaching it, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. So please be with us tonight at 6 o'clock. Don't forget our Christmas Eve worship services at 5 o'clock. I think we still have some cards out in the narthex. So please take those cards and invite your neighbors and friends to come. It's going to be a really sweet worship time. We invite you all to come. Please note that the giving envelopes are on the table in the narthex if you want to pick yours up today or next Sunday. Also, if you ordered any of these lovely poinsettias here in our sanctuary, please don't forget to take them home with you today if you aren't able to attend our Christmas Eve worship service this Tuesday. If you are able to attend that service, please make sure to take yours home after that service. It's a cantata Sunday, so we've got a really special musical program lined up for you. I'm excited that you're here with us and that you're joining us with us today for that worship service. Those are the announcements that I have. Are there any announcements that need to be brought before the congregation at this time? Okay, if y'all want.
morning.
Good morning.
Today we light the fourth candle of Advent, the candle of love. As we draw closer to Christmas, we are reminded of the boundless love of God, a love so great he sent his only son to save us.
The Apostle John writes, "This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins."
God's love is not passive or distant. It is active, personal, and sacrificial. Through Jesus, God's love became flesh and walked among us, demonstrating his compassion, forgiveness, and grace. Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection reveal the depth of God's love and his desire to draw us into relationship with him.
Jesus himself said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love." As we light the fourth candle, we celebrate the love of God revealed in Jesus Christ. This love is unearned, unconditional, and unending. It transforms our hearts and calls us to love others as he has loved us. Let us pray. God of love, thank you for sending Jesus, the ultimate expression of your love for us. As we prepare to celebrate his birth, may your love take root in our hearts and guide us to share that love with others. Help us to reflect the light of your love in all we do. Amen.
Let us continue in prayer. God of eternal love, you have drawn us near to us in Jesus Christ, a love so deep that it breaks every barrier, a love so strong that it overcomes sin and even death. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we come before you with hearts that long to be filled. Fill us, Lord, with your perfect love, love that heals wounds, love that restores brokenness, love that binds us to you and to one another. As we prepare to celebrate the coming of Christ, let your love shine through us like light, the light of his presence, driving out darkness and fear. May your love transform our lives and overflow into the world around us so that all may know the hope, peace, joy, and love that only you can give. Prepare us, O Lord, to receive the gift of your Son with open hearts and willing lives, ready to be vessels of your redeeming love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you now to stand and sing, those of you who are able, our first hymn.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God, our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came.
First John declares to us, if that we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if that we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us our sins and cleanse us of any and all unrighteousness. So it's in humility and in faith that we confess our sin using the words of this morning's prayer of confession. Let us boldly confess our sins now. Loving God, as we wait for the coming of your Son, we confess the ways we have not prepared room for him. Forgive us for our impatience, our distractions, and our failure to love you and our neighbors as we should. Renew our hearts that we may welcome Christ with joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. By the waters of baptism, I declare to you this wonderful truth, that we have been eternally forgiven by eternally loving God. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven this day and forever. Amen. Now let us sing what we believe. At this point, we'd like to invite the kids and the youth to come forward for a time that's just for them. Hey, guys. How are y'all doing today? Wow, we got a good turnout today. Is everybody out of school now? No, you still got. Oh, you are out of school. What day did you guys get done?
Friday.
Friday. You got done Friday. Okay. What about you guys?
I got done that Monday. Had one exam.
One exam, and that was it. Man, Ben needs your schedule. That's a good schedule to have. Ben, getting out on Monday. When I was a kid, we always had two Christmases, one at my grandmother Bryant's and one at my grandmother, my mom's mom, who was down here. And so we always had fun. And one year, I'll never forget in particular, I got the coolest thing, y'all. It was this little football player, and that he had a leg that kicked field goals. If you bonked his head, he kicked with his leg, you see? And he would kick a field goal into the thing if you set it upright. Man, did I love that toy. That toy was a lot of fun. Do you know I played with that toy all day and then the next day too? You know why? It was just so fun. I hope you get a toy or something like that that really touches you this Christmas season. I really do. But I also know that there is an even better gift that's been given to you. We saw the kids sing this in the preschool's Bible performance on Thursday. We saw how good everybody there knows that Jesus is the reason for the season. So we get gifts and they're wonderful, but they sometimes are as good as we want and sometimes they're not. But the gift that we get this Christmas, that we get every day, is the gift of Jesus that can never be taken from us. And that's good news. So let's go to God now in prayer. Dear God, thank you for the present of Jesus Christ. He has given us all we need, and you bless us through him. Allow us to bless others in his holy name as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Have a good Christmas.
Good morning. Welcome to worship. We are excited to be here as always. We're so glad that you are here. Today is a special day, and this season is, but it's not just about today, it's about every day. So the cantata we're doing is just full of incredible music. There are going to be times in the cantata where we will be singing carols that you will recognize. Please feel free to sing along. It is just awesome to worship the Lord, and everything we're doing is going towards him today. So just enjoy, reflect, and experience what God has for you, something that's very real and very powerful, because he has given us his son. And so now we celebrate Emmanuel, heaven's child.
Come, let us adore.
The prophets had talked about it. The story had been told in the temple for generations. Messiah had become such an off-spoken promise, but now, on a strangely starry night, Bethlehem must surely have been surprised by the fulfillment of this promise.
Imagine the King of Glory slipping into the world through a back door of dirty, smelly stable. The word Messiah had such a lofty ring to it, and yet here he was, God, our long-awaited counselor, our day star, and our lion of the tribe of Judah.
Down through the ages, he's been called the King of the Jews, Lamb of God, and the Prince of Peace.
So many names apply to our Savior, but for those of us who have come to trust our lives to him, there is one name that falls from our lips more than any other.
As the stars lit a stage that had been set from the foundation of the world, shepherds stood breathless in their dutiful fields and watched in unspeakable awe and bewilderment as angels ran from sky to sky, trumpeting the magnificent glories of an awesome God. Of all the nights that had ever been or would ever be, this was the night that would change the world and change history forever.
Come face to face. Follow the star to
we had been standing there in the midst of animals and piles of hay, we would not have thought the night was quite so heavenly. And yet, Mary knew, deep in her heart, she knew exactly who it was she held in her arms.
Quiet manger where Mary had placed Jesus on that first special night would soon become a bustling arena where lowly shepherds will find their way to see the Christ child and where men of great wisdom would seek yet a greater truth in the eyes of such an unexpected Savior. Mary must have experienced such joy every time a guest arrived, amazed to see that Emmanuel was not a pious, lofty king who could not be approached, but was a God they could touch, A God who would feel hurt and pain. A God who would shiver in the cold of the night just so he could know how it felt to be them. And in the quiet moments when the guests were gone and baby Jesus slept in Mary's arms, she pondered so much in her heart. She was so young herself and yet so trusted by God. In the midst of the overwhelming joys of new motherhood, her mind must have been racing with a million whys and what ifs.
The angel's words to Mary have echoed down across countless generations. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. down through the years. Oh, how we've grown to love this name.
Every time a mother whispers a prayer for her child.
Every time a sinner comes to find mercy and grace.
Every time a weary, disillusioned saint utters it, the name of Jesus speaks hope, peace, mercy, love, and grace to the generations who have called upon him, Jesus.
Only 33 short years beyond Christ's birth in a lowly manger, the unparalleled power of his name gave him complete and total victory over sin and a cruel, agonizing cross. Jesus, our Emmanuel, arose from the grave with resurrection majesty and splendor that changed the course of history once and for all time. Just as surely as he made a place for himself in a stable and in our world, the Christ of Bethlehem desires to make a place for himself within us.
As we celebrate his birth, we also celebrate the new birth that we find only in him. When Christ comes to live within our hearts, our hearts will change.
Murmurs of hurt will be replaced by sweet songs of grace.
Clamorings of disillusionment and anger transform and crescendo into anthems of hope and joy.
The God of heaven gave us his child, and anyone who will invite him in can find life that never ends. It's as simple as this prayer. Lord, just as you came into the world in Bethlehem that night so long ago, I ask you to come to me now. Prepare my heart to be your Bethlehem and be born into my life, changing me, releasing my heart from the curse of sin and death. Make my heart your home now and always.
Just the right.
He came to us when we needed a Savior and became all that we could never be. Let every heart who has found life in him rejoice, for God makes all things new. Rejoice, for the kingdom of God is within you. Rejoice, for we are no longer bound by the laws of sin and flesh, but we live in grace and peace forever. Let every heart echo the song of angels. Rejoice, for Mary's wonderful child, Emmanuel, has come.
We come now into a time of praying for the concerns that weigh upon our hearts. I have a report to bring you. On this Friday, Fred, Tony Thompson, and I went up and were able to make contact with the family that our Angel Tree offerings we collected. First of all, we collected $4,700 in gift cards for this family. And I got to tell you, what an amazing young man and family this is. God has set us on a good family to help, and that money is going to go a long way. It's a young man that's raising his younger siblings because the parents are kind of checked out. And so here's a kid in his 20s that's caring for kids and doing a good job of it. And any little bit we can do is helping, and so I just wanted to bring that report to the congregation to let you know that your good works have gone and are doing good things in the life of other people. We come now into a time of prayer, hopeful and expectant that our God not only hears our prayers, but that he does indeed answer them. So let's go now to the Lord in prayer. Almighty and eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we just thank you for this awesome outpouring of musical gifts that has allowed us to rejoice in the coming birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for his coming during this Advent season. We thank you for the hope peace, love, and joy that he shares with us. And we pray that it will be manifest to us in the Christmas season. We pray that for not only our families, but for all the families here in this area. Let it be a joyful Christmas. Let us celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ as being the one true gift that God has truly shared with us all. We pray, O Lord, for all of those who are sick, grieving, lonely, or anxious. We pray for baby Charlotte. We pray for Victoria and Stephen as they care for her. We pray for James Harper as he prepares for back surgery. We pray for Patty Brown and Nancy Smith. We pray for Ronnie Peterson and Ellen Jackson. We pray for Bev Weldy. We pray for the many flood victims of Hurricane Helene and the many others that are in need of our intercessory prayer. We make all these prayers to you, hopeful and expectant of your coming kingdom, and we make them all in the strong name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom we live and breathe and have our being. It was he who taught us to pray in this fashion. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please use this time to reflect a little on the cantata or to use one of the electronic means of giving. And join me in the singing of hymn number 193, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. Thank you. true blessing of Christmas is indeed the Christ child that comes. My prayer is that you all have a very Merry Christmas, and I look forward to seeing many, if not all of you, back on Christmas Eve at 5 o'clock. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forever. In Christ's name, amen.